Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
Y'all like the sound of this, man.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow
me on
Twitter.
Y'all ready, man? The social network.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
We better see a whole bunch of followers after this.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
Ain't no excuse.
Hit me up on Facebook, follow me on Twitter.
I want y'all to add me.
Hit me up on Facebook.
Welcome to a Kairos Moment podcast, helping small business owners and entrepreneurs save time and money through tips and strategies on social media. I am your host, Sean Heineman, and you can find my website at kairossocial.com. That's with a K. How is everyone doing today? I'm definitely excited about today's podcast. And of course, you know, I'm always excited and we're here on Blab, but I have special guest with me, Nina Simone, and you are in for a treat. And we're going to discuss the benefits of Blab and why you should use it for a business. When I got a chance to reach out to Nina, she was like, yeah. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I was excited.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, it's on, man, because I've been following her for a while, and she's always adding value, and I would love to hear what she had to talk about on this new platform of Blab. So how are you doing today, Nina?
Good, good. I'm excited. Thank you for having me. And it's funny when you called me and you were like, yeah, I've been watching you for a while. I just remember when I first started really officially jumping into this, I was watching you and your wife on, I think it was YouTube, and you had your podcast. So when you said that, I was like, oh, okay. We should have, you know, really connected earlier. But I'm glad that you reached out and I'm glad we're doing this. I'm actually super, super excited about this. So
yes, most definitely. Most definitely. And this whole benefits of Blab thing, because it's a new platform. And I know you have a wealth of information that you're going to share with our community today. So this is going to be exciting. So let's just jump into this. So if you have your turkey in the oven, I know this is, you know, day before Thanksgiving. Maybe just slow it down just a little bit, because you don't want to miss this, because you want to get as many nuggets as you can, but don't burn the turkey. Because people would be mad.
And I've done that on Blab. I've burnt chicken because I went over my time. And so, yeah, it could be done.
Ooh.
Get addicted. You're talking, and I'm like, what is that smell? So, yeah, Blab does that to you.
Oh, Lord. All right. Well, don't burn a turkey, because Nina's going to help you out. So let's talk about this whole Blab thing. First of all, tell the listeners who you are and what you do for those who might not know Nina Simone.
Okay. I'm Socially Nina. And basically what I do is I help businesses leverage technology, specifically social media. I'm a social media marketing specialist and marketer. And I also am a business coach. So basically what I do is, if depending on where you are in your business, if you're just starting out, I have a ton of free things on YouTube and all over for little tips and tutorials and little tweaks you could do when you're getting started and may not have the capital to invest. And then people move along with me. And if they need coaching, I actually help them brand themselves and get noticed on the internet. Because if no one knows you have a business, I always say it's a hobby. It's not really a business if you're not making money. And then as you move through your journey more and you actually don't have time to handle your own social media, I actually have clients that I do their social media for them. So it depends on which stage you're in. But either way, the whole point is to get your business known online and use the right tools to do it.
Yes. Awesome. Awesome. Because I was looking at some of your YouTube videos, and you helped a brother out on Pinterest. Because
yeah, everybody's like, I don't know this Pinterest thing. Like, do I just pin, or is there like a, you know, a thing to it? But I'm like, yeah, it's a little bit more than just pinning. But yeah, glad I can help.
Yeah, most definitely. What book would you recommend to the aspiring entrepreneur, maybe about social media or maybe about being an entrepreneur itself? What book would you recommend?
So one book that I don't hear a lot, and actually one author I don't hear a lot of people suggesting, is Jim Collins. And James Collins. I always have to look, because it's James Collins and Jerry. I always forget his name, but the book is called Built to Last: Successful Habits of Visionary Companies. He also has a book called Good to Great. A lot of startups and a lot of smaller companies that are visionary and want to be known for something other than just being a company follow his teachings and follow his trainings. And really what I love about that book is he interviewed, it says eight, but I think he extended it when they redid the book, but he interviewed companies like Sony, Walmart, Hewlett-Packard, Disney, all of these well-known brands where if you're 5 years old or if you're 50 years old, you know who they are. Everyone knows what the iPhone is, right? You know, Apple, those type of companies, to find out what their vision was, how they actually created their culture at their company, and explained how that led into management and making decisions and making goals. And for me as a small business owner, he always talks about BHAG. So BHAG, B-H-A-G, is a big, hairy, audacious goal. And I literally have on my wall my BHAG for 2016. Nice. And what it is it's a goal that anyone that's outside of your circle, maybe not in your company, not anyone who knows the power that you have, the goal to them might seem like you can't do it. It's those haters and those family members that are telling you, you know, why are you spending all your time on that? But the people inside your circle, they know that it's attainable for you. So you make your big, hairy, audacious goals. And so that's the main thing I got out of that book. So I love Jim Collins and all of his trainings and teachings. So
Most definitely. I haven't read it yet. I'm going to have to check that out. I think I might have heard him on like Entrepreneur on Fire or something. I think I heard.
He seems like he would be on there. A lot of companies base their culture and their goals and their vision on what he said. And he speaks with a lot of startups and things like that. So
nice. Well, I'll have that linked up in the show notes for those. I got to get it myself. And for those who might be interested, so you can get that goal going on, because I got to get mine for 2016.
Mm-hmm. And you have to aim high because you can reach it.
Aim high. That's right. What is the biggest mistake you see business owners make when it comes to social media?
The biggest mistake is, number one, trying to be on everything on social media. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, their cousin's like, oh, you should be on Instagram because I made money on Instagram. So they go on Instagram. Then someone else is like, oh, Facebook ads, go do Facebook ads. So the thing is, it's just like everything else. You want to find out where your people are, and that's where you want to be. You want to find out where you're getting the most traffic and what suits you the best, instead of trying to be on all kinds of different social media. So that's the biggest thing, is you don't have to be a social media manager. You have to find which tool works for your business. And that means finding where your audience is and being on that one or two different social media platforms.
Love that. Good answer. Because a lot of times people get on social media and they think that they could just crush it on every platform.
Yeah. And then, you know, with that too, when you're getting on the platform, just talking about yourself all the time, and, you know, no one wants to hear about you all the time. So even if you have a business and you're doing a service, you know, you want to offer them value in other areas, and you don't have to be so stuffy, you know? So if you find one platform, say Facebook, share things that your audience would like, and stay on there. Don't try to, you know, do everything, because you want to be good at what you do as a business and not necessarily master social media.
Yeah, since you said that, I got to ask you this. What is your favorite social media site?
So, okay, I always say Facebook, but now I'm like, there's so many now. But no, Facebook because of the advertising, but now there's so many other advertising tools and, you know, different things like that. So it's a toss-up between Facebook and then Periscope, just because Periscope, I've been getting a lot of leads, and I've gotten a few different clients. So, you know, I got to go where the money is.
That's right.
But Facebook is definitely easier to advertise on. Periscope is easier to get know, like, trust, and get your clients to call you.
Periscope. Yeah, I'm loving Blab. I'm able to grow a following here on Blab quicker than Periscope. And I've been on Periscope longer, but
yeah. And it depends, because, you know, I was a Blabaholic forever. And I go back and forth. And I actually have gotten my higher end clients from Blab. And when I say higher end, I love all my clients. But I'm saying maybe some of the clients that have more notoriety, more money, more needs and things like that, they were on Blab. But I also think Periscope, you know, you're reaching a broader audience. So it depends. I love them both.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, I tried Periscope. I don't know what was I missing on Periscope. I don't know. Maybe because I don't look as good as you, or I don't have the pink background. I don't know.
Well, you know, the pink has helped me in advertising and everything. So I hope, you know, you got to get some pink behind you. No.